With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Taiwan has been rocked by a powerful earthquake. It has left at least 9 people dead, more than 900 injured, and there is widespread property damage as well.
Footage from Chu Wei Lan at the Peeled Pepper restaurant captures the moment Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century rocked the island, causing the deaths of a small number of people. Taiwan's National Fire Agency says dozens more were injured in the quake that struck just before 8 a.m. local time Wednesday. CCTV from Hualien County's Peeled Pepper restaurant showed diners running out when the tremor took place, while other images capture the moment the quake struck a pet shop in New Taipei City. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Ravenswood, West Virginia, one of many communities pummeled by powerful storms, wicked weather from Texas all the way up into the Ohio Valley. Denise Cox lives in Ravenswood along the Ohio River.
The backside of the house, we've got, you know, obviously we've lost the garage. There's water coming down into our laundry room over there, and it's dripping down into our family room, which is directly across in the back of the house.
She spoke with WCHS-TV. In northeastern Oklahoma, heavy rain spawned several suspected tornadoes, blamed for the death of a 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa. Also at SRNNews.com, crews have opened a second temporary channel, allowing limited marine traffic to bypass the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Key Bridge, which is blocking the vital port's main shipping channel. California entering spring with an above-average mountain snowpack. The major reservoir is said to be in good shape for a second consecutive year. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 17 points. NASDAQ futures off 34. S&P futures down 6 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump says Joe Biden is waging war on Christians.
The former president points to the current president's decision to celebrate the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday and a prohibition on any religious themes in the annual White House Easter egg decorating contest. The Trump campaign says, quote, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. Most polls indicate people of faith are more likely than ever to vote for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida may become the next state to allow people to smoke pot. On a vote of 5-2, the state Supreme Court has decided to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies which already grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. The ballot measure also would make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. Despite warnings of doctors, pro-family groups, and clergymen, an increasing number of states are making marijuana legal for recreational use. SRN News. Legal action involving a high-profile Trump business venture.
Donald Trump is suing two co-founders of Trump Media and Technology Group, the newly public parent company of his Truth Social platform. The lawsuit contends that the two should forfeit their stock in the company because they set it up improperly. The suit, filed March 24th in Florida state court, follows a complaint filed in February by those two co-founders, Andy Latinsky and Wes Moss. Both were contestants on Trump's reality TV show, The Apprentice. Their lawsuit, filed in Delaware, sought to prevent Trump from taking steps the two said would sharply reduce their combined 8.6% stake in Trump Media. I'm Norman Hall.
Future of the Royals and the Chiefs in Kansas City is unclear now that residents of Jackson County, Missouri, have voted against a sales tax to help pay for a new downtown ballpark and for renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. More details at SRNNews.com.